This article is brought to you by the best-selling book site Write Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. What Mapusser and Kakular got wrong about crisis silence. When silence protects you and when it destroys you. What happened? In 2020, ANC officials used a South African military aircraft for a trip to Zimbabwe, sparking public outrage. Former Defence Minister Nosavu Mapusser and Kakular bore the consequences publicly, while President Ramaphosa faced minimal scrutiny. Years later, Mapusser and Kakular has broken her silence in a podcast interview, claiming Ramaphosa left her to take the fall alone. She says she was sacrificed to protect others. The communication angle. The lesson here is blunt silence is a choice, and every choice has a cost. Mapusser and Kakular stayed quiet for years while the public assigned her full ownership of a scandal that, by her account, involved people far above her pay grade. That silence did not protect her reputation. It cemented her guilt in the public mind. The lesson is not about loyalty or politics. It is about what happens when you let others write your story for you. Here is the specific failure. When the Zimbabwe flight story broke, Mapusser and Kakular had one window to establish her version of events. That window was maybe 72 hours. During the period, she needed to do one thing, separate herself from sole responsibility without throwing anyone else overboard. Something like, I authorized the flight. I did so with full knowledge of leadership. This was not a unilateral decision. That single sentence changes everything. It is factual. It is direct. It does not accuse. It simply refuses to stand alone in the frame. Instead, the silence read as acceptance. And once the public accepts a narrative, you need 10 times the effort to dislodge it. By the time Mapusser and Kakular speaks now, on a podcast, years later, she is not correcting the record. She is arguing with a closed case. Nobody wins that fight. The audience has already moved on, and returning to an old wound just looks like grievance. Ramaphosa, whatever the truth of his involvement, executed the stronger communication play. He let distance and silence work for him. He never directly denied. He never directly confirmed. He simply stayed out of the spotlight, while someone else absorbed it. That is a cold strategy, but it is an effective one. The person who controls the frame controls the story. He held the frame by stepping out of it entirely. The actionable point for anyone reading this: if you are being positioned as the sole responsible party for something that involved others, you must name that context immediately. Not aggressively. Not defensively. Just factually. This decision involved multiple stakeholders is a complete sentence. You do not need to name names. You just need to refuse to be the only name in the room. This is exactly the kind of scenario I break down in Say It Right Every Time. The chapter on crisis framing gives you a framework for the first 48 hours of a public controversy, specifically how to position yourself accurately without escalating the conflict. Mapusser and Kakular needed that framework in 2020. She was paying the price for not having it now. The takeaway. Before your next high-stakes statement on any controversy involving you, write down exactly one sentence that places your decision in its full context. Not an excuse, a fact. Practice saying it out loud until it sounds calm and neutral, not defensive. That sentence is your anchor. Use it first, before anything else you say. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit eamonblackthorne.com to get your copy.